And returning to the theft and vandalism of ring boys, vital lifelines that give people in distress a fighting chance of survival. Multiple ring boys have been deliberately removed from their designated yellow housings in Galway City. Roger Sweeney is the Deputy CEO of Water Safety Ireland. Roger, good morning.
Hi, Mary. Good morning.
What's happening in Galway?
Oh, I'm sure some of your listeners actually will probably have noticed that ring boys were missing or vandalised or burnt out. But it's not just Galway. It's an ongoing problem, Mary. People are deliberately removing them. Sometimes people take them out of the boxes to play around with them. A lot of those reports come in after the pubs close late at night, and then they just leave them there, or they put them back into the box with the rope all tangled up. And that, of course, can take a lot of time to untangle. And that's time you don't have when someone needs help in the water. Some people steal them for their own use, of course, as well, when they live near water. But most of the time, Mary, it's pranksters throwing them into the water. And of course, many of them end up going into Galway Bay, out into the ocean, or getting tangled up and hidden in a riverbank. And that happens around the country, as I say. I remember one lady calling to say that she could see through the curtains of her back bedroom window that a neighbour was using a ring boy as a plant holder.
No.
And the rope as a clothesline.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And it's extraordinary what people will end up doing. I remember another saying his neighbour repaired his fence and did a great job using a ring boy rope. And we've even had reports of them being used as skipping lines. So it's shocking mindset, but it's a strange mindset because it's not harmless messing around. And I think, you know, if people realised that they are putting lives at risk, you know, the ring boys are there to help save people from drowning. That's obvious. But of course, it can't happen if they're missing. They're not toys. They're needed regularly. And every year they give people a fighting chance at survival.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't lack of knowledge. This is complete indifference to the consequences of what they're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it'd be really worthwhile.
How do we stop it? How do you take it on?
Yeah, and that's an interesting one, Mary. I mean, how do you stop it? Well, first of all, you know, there was a project there that happened recently in Dublin alone, for example. There were 15 going missing every week, and it was costing about €20,000 every year to replace them. And of course, we're not talking about money here, Mary. We're talking about behaviour. But that did come down recently, thanks to a smart ring boy project that places sensors in the ring boy box. But ring boy inspectors within the local authorities are still finding that they go missing. And as I say, it's every local authority. It's all around the country.
Any prosecutions?
I think really, that's an interesting piece, because there is a life-saving equipment bill that's currently going. It's before Seanad Éireann, actually, at the third stage, and hopefully it'll make its way through Dáil Éireann soon. And that'll entitle an act to provide for a specific offence of interfering with life-saving equipment. So, you know, and there'll be prison terms and heavy fines within that. So hopefully that'll work its way through the procedure and pass as an act. But really, I think at this moment in time, you know, the summer's ahead. Well, we're in the middle of the summer, but weather-wise, you know, a lot of people still have to dip a toe in the water. A lot of people would be around the water. And it's surprising how many people see somebody in difficulty. So I think at this moment in time, any of your listeners could have a conversation with children, or if they have students, that the consequences can be tragic. We've had situations in the past, you know, it's not harmless mischief. And of course, we all share that responsibility to make sure that ring boys remain in place, ready to save lives. So that conversation with children would make a huge difference.
And of course, from what you're saying, Roger, that conversation with adults as well. We've got to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining
us.
Roger Sweeney, Deputy CEO of Water Safety Ireland. 10 minutes to 8. Business after this.